Hello, and welcome to another episode of Christic Raja Yoga, Christ Mind Raja Yoga, here on Transcendental Realization Radio. I'm Brian Rice from the Order of the Friends of Yeshua and the Apostolic Communion. Thank you for joining me. This was inspired by the section, Healing is a Release from Fear. This is day 11, if I haven't already mentioned it, in our study of Christ Mind Raja Yoga. Now we need to address physical healing. O inner teacher, speak. We are listening. The atonement, or the undoing of the ego, the radical right corrective process, that is, heals the perceptual distortion of separation from the unified God-mind field. A miracle, extended in the form of God-love, is the medium of physical restoration to health and wholeness. Physical healing is not in and of itself a miracle, but is the direct absorption and allowance of the divine's infinite love, no matter what the sickness or the seemingly outward matter-bent tamasic darkening experience the body and physical brain go through. The misperceived separation sickness fragments are mended and glued back together by simply allowing your true self, God self, Christ self, Buddha nature, Krishna consciousness, etc., to be in complete awareness of oneness with the divine. All sickness can be said to be the release from the poison of fear that has its origin in the distorted perception that you could actually separate from God-life current. Healing is blocked when you cannot see the crystal clear truth that you are, always have been, and always will be one with God transcendent and immanent. The plan of action to fix the fragmented perception of separation is to undo the tendency of scrambling together the field of the mind with the field of the body. When you are physically sick, you are not in your right mind, and the sickness stems from a false belief that you are a body and have no conscious control over it. By experiencing the true function of miracles, this false belief or illusion that you can be sick while in Maya is corrected. Any physical sickness, even of the intelligent brain machine, is a form of psychomagic. In plain terms, Elizabeth Cronkite says that the kind of magic being referred to is, quote, the belief that physical matter has a power the mind cannot control, end quote. Suffering manifests in one life, in a life, in one's life, when you hold the belief that the body and the mind are both very real and influence each other through certain powers. The mind field, or psychic, psyche, soul field, the primordial and radical right reality attunement principle, when accepted as truth, you will no longer think you are a body with a mind that produces consciousness and manifests illness, whatever the form. Though you do fight bacteriological battles when rooted in the belief that you are only a physical body, this can be transcended, not simply by canceling the thought out that sickness can occur in relativity, but by living in divine union or samadhi yoga with God. In your God-likeness, your soul body, as well as your quantum mechanical expansive mind-body, protective mind-body, your neutral mind-body, your arc line or halo, your auric body, your pranic body, and your subtle body, radiant body. Three of these such bodies are mental, and the other seven are energy bodies. The first body of 11 total is the physical, where sickness seems to appear, but it doesn't start in the physical body, illness that is. Sickness originates in the quality of causal thought and astral energy. The physical body helps the mind, consisting of these 10 other bodies, to perceive while in this projected dream world of thought made form. Keep in mind that the body remains neutral, possessing no power of itself, and it is not the agent introducing air into the mind field or 10 other bodies. We need to use the body, not fly around in the ethers Out-of-body experiences are another form of escape from the primordial first right reality slash relationship. When done to satisfy the spiritual ego out of an intense need to experiment with astral phenomena. The body and human encounters help us in this school to learn of the divine mind and consciousness. Living in the density of the physical body was never the intention of God-conscious dreaming. We decided as a whole that the paradise state of spirit, the collective conscious whole, consisting of these 11 bodies, weren't enough, and that we lacked something while we were in full awareness of communion with God. God gave us the space and will to choose what to do with our 11 body consciousness. We choose physicality and make it with our distorted egos that tried to leave the garden state of consciousness. This, of course, is an impossibility. The ego mind, both personal and collective, is the architect of the physical body. We thought we could do better than God, to outdo God, like it was said a moment ago, to escape. What we made dies. Then, out of fear, we created, in the false belief of lack, we projected a world. We, at the same time, deny the power of the mind field with its bodies, which the ego who created the physical body originated from. This is not a condemnation of pharmacology and medicinal intervention. Sometimes it is necessary when the belief in illness is too strong to allow the awareness that true healing comes from correcting our distorted separation perception from the divine. When you are sick, it is because you have fallen out of alignment or built a wall around heart love out of the emotion of fear, love's opposite. When you are sick, so fearful, so much in despair, or grief-produced disease, it is better to allow a temporary belief in modern medicinal remedies. In the fearful state, if entrenched in it too deeply, the experience of trying to apply the miracle will only escalate your fear even more. It is strongly advised to turn to today's medicine when you cannot consciously control the body and brain. Just remember that in the misperception correction of separation, it is not all that important to focus on the form it takes. In order to activate the atonement process, we need to be free of fear. Again, atonement has nothing to do with the need to be forgiven for anything, certainly not sin, nor with the need to escape a fragmented idea that came from separation, that we are born with original sin. We're automatically going to hell, unless baptized in one specific church, for instance. This is absurd, and God knows nothing of these misdoings. But at the same time, that divine transcendent Father force is never upset or angered in any way. God is neutral, primordial calmness. Neutral, but a romantic lover. So if we're going to apply a miracle again, it is to bring about the conscious awareness of being one with, in yoga with, God. Not to induce fear, fright, panic, nor neurotic guilt and scrupulosity.